Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Every week, usually at about 9:40 on the Nosebleed Seats on a Friday night, we do Biggest L, Biggest Dub of the Week. So we ask you 877-881-1053 to text into the show on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Let us know any personal victories you've had, or maybe even some L's that you've taken along the way. And Eric gives us his biggest winners and losers of the past week in sports, life, entertainment, wherever he's found some good stories for you. And, well, we started off like this.
All right, let's come flying out of the gates on fire here. It looks like we have an L being taken in terms of news being broke right here in real time, as we have discovered that the NASCAR driver, Jimmy Johnson, right, Zero, I'm nailing this
yes.
here.
Yes,
sir.
Has just been diagnosed with COVID-19.
7-time NASCAR champion.
Yeah. According to Adam Schefter.
According to Adam Schefter, who's breaking news in NASCAR. He does the NBA every once in a while and then dominates the NFL. What a man beast. Big dub for you, Adam Schefter. Please text in your L's and your dubs for the week. 972 says they won their tax appraisal protest, $30,000. That's from Tolo Scott. I don't even know what tax appraisal protest means, but it sounds like that's a huge victory for you, Scott. And I just couldn't be happier for you. Let's see. Who else do we have? 214, biggest dub. Check this out, fellas. After retiring from the Army, I went back to school. I graduated nursing school, and I start my career as an oncology nurse on Monday. How about that, dude? That is fantastic, man. We all need an eye doctor. And so the fact that 214 is bringing it strong that way, that is huge. Oncology, just wonderful. Just wonderful.
Absolutely. And by the way, from the 214, please be sure to let us know where or how to donate, and no puking. That's for the hot. I mean, I might end up being a big
possibilities
dub or a big L, but yeah, just try to go. We're just giving this all to My Possibilities. So, I mean, if you have a different charity of your choice that you'd like to donate to, but we partner with My Possibilities here at the Fan. KNC have done an excellent job. We do Pizzathon every year where we raise funds for them. So all you need to do is just cut a check if you're interested and give it to My Possibilities and say, hey, the Fan did this hot dog eating contest, and boom.
Shout out to our guy Mooney, big time Tola. Mooney DeMayer, who is celebrating a big dub this week because he just went to Nacogdoches and picked up his female German Shepherd.
Gosh,
and
they look beautiful.
Oh, it's actually a couple of them. There's German two. Shepherds, plural, house protection for the Moors. Happy for you, Mooney. That is fantastic, my friend. And we continue. The first honorable mention I'll take her, Walchuk. I think I got to give it to Dan Snyder.
Really? Okay.
Because he's finally got the world just forcing him into a $620 billion decision to change the name that he has been firmly against changing. And so, Dan, you're taking an L, bro. But
you're taking an L on the Fan Text.
Yeah. 214 and 469 calling you a bit of an idiot. You're stupid. A lot of name calling.
Whoa,
here
what's
for you.
Why?
Apparently oncology is for cancer.
Guys, you guys can't take a joke, man.
Hey, it's not us. It's not us.
Okay, like I get it. It makes sense because you guys, I figured one of you guys were going to call me out for the fact that oncology is obviously not being the eye doctor.
I'll be honest. That was a time where I just kind of.
You just moved on.
I know when you're talking bleep and mentally I checked out.
That was an honest to God.
Hospital. You know what I mean?
Guys, you know what I mean. Just like JD, you know what I mean.
That was
right?
good.
That was a clear joke, but I'm sorry if it didn't land well. And I figured Zero or Walchuk would call
me out
for it.
No, it didn't land.
It
didn't sound like a joke,
awful.
I guess.
Shout out to the 530s taking a big L this week at work because there's something about an outdoor table that got taken away because somebody caused a scene and now the guy can't eat outside and he feels really bad about it. So that's definitely
254. Oncology is not an eye doctor bleep hole. It is cancer, dummy.
Okay.
So, okay. Yeah.
Wonderful here. I'm glad that I decided to go the route of turning oncology.
That's really upset a lot of people. Did
yes,
you read the 903?
I did not read the 903. There's so many texts here that I'm struggling to pick it up. But if you want to go ahead and read it, go ahead, send it my way.
I work in transportation, just closed a popular soda as a customer this past week and tripled our company's revenue overnight. Any guesses on what soda? No idea. Dr. Pepper. Coke, Pepsi.
I would lean Dr. Pepper. That's kind of where I'm at.
But that's a big dub for you, 903. Good for you.
469
triple
says,
that revenue.
They get a big dub because they got some booty. And I wonder if that's Broadus, because I heard he had so much booty getting thrown his way after these ladies saw him shirtless on the fan.
Man, he pulled that off nicely, didn't he?
Guys, we're also taking a big honorable mention
drunk,
L.
Mike, to be honest.
This week because... Turns out there are human-sized bats.
What?
And there are beaver-sized rats roaming the earth.
Okay, that sounds disgusting.
Now, good news for us here in the States, they haven't made their way here yet. But there are, like, bigger than Tom Cruise-sized bats that are flying around. And that has to be one of the scariest things ever. Like, the giant rats, one thing. Like, have you ever seen, Princess Bride? Those big old rats, they're terrible. But imagine one of these bats flying around that is as big as Tom Cruise, which in the terms of people is not very big. But when you can start considering bat size, like are human
size
bats.
It's like Man Bat. Did you ever see Man Bat?
That's insane.
I was part of Batman, one of his villains. I mean, it is. It's terrifying. From the 940, big dub for me, getting my license to sell insurance. Good for you. Good for you, my friend. 469 says, damn, all these salty people about oncology are all taking the L. Y'all need to calm the bleep down.
Hey, thank you, 469.
And
I
that follows up this text from the 254. That wasn't a joke. You're just a stupid mother bleeper to not know the difference. Your willingness to lie about it when called on your bleep shows how much of a bleep you are. So
listen, we are very transparent on this show. If this was an honest mistake, I would be open about it. Okay. I saw the text. I wasn't sure off the top of my head what oncology meant. I Googled it, saw what it was, and decide, okay, I'm still going to make the joke. Initially, when I saw the word oncology, I did think it was for the eye doctor, but I Googled it to double check. Saw that it wasn't, but was still going to just run with it. So, again,
I do. 817, it's 2020, bro. Expect the human bats to get here by the fall.
Yeah, dog. 2020 just got the best of us. And 2020 got the best of Zero today, our producer. And this is where the biggest L comes into place. If you were listening in the 2 o'clock hour, somewhere in the neighborhood of about 2:20, 2:30, then you were probably... shocked.
This happened at 2:30.
Potentially disgraced and disrespected. I know that's sort of how Walchuk and I felt. Our producer Zero oftentimes does a above average job, but
wait,
not today. Not today.
How could you forget?
He came right out of the gates just on fire, and I mean that literally. It was we were like putting out fires here because Zero was he was struggling. And so this is what it sounded like. Where I don't even remember. I like Zero. Can you even explain what happened? It was two of the most egregious.
Let's just play the audio,
okay.
Eric.
We'll just play the audio, no context, and see if you can decipher the god awful producing that our lovely Zero was doing in the 2 o'clock hour.
Jordan Ross ended up getting a reply from two people affiliated with the Dallas Cowboys, one of which being the quarterback Dak Prescott. That's 60. Here's Zero.
Oh, my God,
that's
Zero.
60.
Really? Zero, we're 23 minutes into the show. We're
saying happy birthday to my dad as he has just fought off pneumonia and COVID-19, and he's been in the hospital.
Wait, he kicked pneumonia and COVID's ass?
I don't know. I don't know what just happened
Zero,
there.
The mistake that you just made back there is not only the most egregious that's ever been made, but it's also the most impressive. I don't know how you just went in real time
replaying
and
doing what we just said.
That was insane. We
that was
just
pretty great.
That
it was so important that I had to hear it one more time.
Is that what it was? But gentlemen,
It's time to hit the E-Spot.
Coming up Monday morning on Sean and RJ, we recap your July 4th weekend.
It's difficult to put into words how truly awful the last 5 minutes have been for our producer, Zero.
Okay, so that was a cacophony of disaster is what that was. And basically, I don't know how he did it, but we sort of got in a time warp for a second where Walchuk set up Zero to play this Dak Prescott audio. And next thing you know, we start hearing ourselves from what we had just said like 20 seconds before.
So everyone's on vacation, right? As you can tell, if you tune into 105.3thefan.com/fancam, you're stuck on this giant shot of me. You can barely see Eric's tiny head. But it's because we don't have anybody that's switching the cameras. So Zero's having to not only run our show, but he's also having to, I guess, make sure the fan cam's live. So he's got the fan cam pulled up on the computer, watching that to make sure we're live. And then when he went to play the audio of Dak Prescott,
damned alligator bit my hand.
Yeah, it dubbed over, the fan cam is behind a little bit. So it played what we were previously saying. Absolutely insane what happened there.
Yes, well, then we set up the E-Spot. You're supposed to fire off the amazing Earth, Wind, and Fire music, and he just sends it to commercial. Next thing we know, we have Sean Sharif telling us about our testosterone levels.
Hit the E-Spot.
Coming up Monday morning.
Or no, it was just teasing his Monday show. Nonetheless, Zero, you're the biggest sell of the week, and I don't know if we could find a bigger one out there. Honorable mention dubs, we'll run through them here very quickly. The people of Kansas City will be getting a Whataburger at some point.
Oh, for
as they
Pat
are
Mahomes.
Expanding their franchises. Yeah, I think you can all thank Pat Mahomes for that. The Rangers postseason odds, they went up tremendously. I don't have them in front of me now because things are moving really fast here. But they were previously pretty low to make the postseason when it was a regular season. And now with the 60-game season, they go up like 10%. So that's pretty good news for the Rangers. And then, of course, the biggest dub of the week goes to our very own Chris Arnold, Texas Radio Hall of Fame inductee. It was announced earlier this week. And that is, that's the pinnacle. That's the pinnacle in any profession. When you get sent, it doesn't matter what your profession is. If you're in the Hall of Fame, you're a man beast and you're a stud and you deserve all the accolades. And Chris, we love you. We appreciate you. And I can only hope you're woofing down some barbecue right
Joy
now.
Joy the Woo Clan Chang.
The Woo, what? I love you, CA.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations to you, sir. That's biggest L, biggest dub. You can hear that usually every Friday night at 9:40 on the nosebleed seats, but we'll do it at 5:40 anytime we get to fill in here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.